Do you like to hear yourself when you talk? I did have a better idea. I do believe I suggested it 50 minutes ago. If any of you would listen to me, what? Oh, one time. You let Frost Giants in one time. Besides, Odin technically let one in first. Just saying. Well, I don't know why you called me here if you didn't want my help. Desperate. Must we keep saying that when you call on me that you're desperate and out of ideas, and just admit that I actually have good ideas and advice? You may disagree with my past actions, but I thought we were all understanding. I'm really trying now. Even if my voice doesn't help. Yes, well, no one asked you, Phandra. So, I know you don't want to accept the idea because it's mine, but may we all agree that I do have a knack for politics and treaties and how shall we say, smooth talking. If you really want to know what they're up to, just send me in. Look, we all know what he's like. Just flatter him a little. Honestly, only a little. He's quite pathetic. Sorry. He's quite pathetic. Darling, this is not a good time. Nothing. Are we quite done here? Oh, of course we aren't. Of course we aren't. No, I'm just looking for something. Well, it's not against anyone's rules to not bring Midgardian devices here. Besides, I'm one of the ones who makes the rules now, so. Besides, if you knew what Thor had brought back here. Nothing, just, you know. If you knew what was in his rooms, then perhaps you can begrudge me a mobile phone. What? I didn't say what the items were. Come now, brother. I simply want to, message someone. Not necessarily an emergency, no, nothing's wrong, simply. They're attempting to reach out to me, so I would like to remind them that I'm currently in a meeting. No, you didn't hear it. It's on silent. Wouldn't want to disrupt the meeting. I know, so thoughtful of me. I'm listening. I said it's really not a problem. Tell that to my face. I'm quite well, why? Glowing. Is it? That's odd. Mm-hmm. Yes, considering they only glow when we're being prayed to. And who would pray to me? Thank you. You're so kind. Mm-hmm. Four. I don't need to excuse myself. I don't know whether to be elated or annoyed that you've gotten better at. No, I'm smarter. Thank you, yes, we should cut this short, shouldn't we? So many things to do. And you know, we have run over past dinner. How about you lot treat yourselves? Get something on me. No, it's a Guardian expression. I know you don't have to pay for. Anyway. I think we should finish this another time. We were basically finished. Yes, right. Thank you, brother. I will. You'll be in touch. Yes. Don't smirk. It doesn't suit you. Well, a pleasure, as always. Now, if you don't mind, I'll be off. Going to be the death of me, darling. Not that you can hear this. You knew full well I was attending business. Cheeky little pup. I'm done. You wouldn't mind, would you? Let's not embarrass me any further, because you know exactly what's going on here, and we both know that you know exactly what's going on here. Thank you. Quite the naughty thing, aren't you? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Did I give you a fright? Were you not expecting me? That's right, I did say I would be gone all week. So imagine my surprise. Sat in the middle of a very important, very boring meeting, and somebody starts praying to me. Not simply just that, but and having quite an amount of fun while doing it. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you? Don't play dumb with me, pet. You knew I could hear it. I told you before I'm aware when people pray to me. Did you think it was just a sensation? Just a knowledge that a prayer was happening? I hear every word. Every sound. And I'm sat across the table from my brother and his appointed counsel. I myself being one of them, which you should remember. And your voice starts flowing through my head. What were you thinking? Did you miss me that much? Did you think I'd drop everything and come running? Because you're that needy, you can't take care of yourself without me. You think it worked? No, that's not exactly what happened, you see. And you'll quite enjoy this, but I am rather affected by you. Something to do with being in love with you, I'm afraid. Quite annoying. My first thought was to ignore you, and then message you to tell you to stop, but by that point, there are altars in Asgard. And certain statues, relics, whatever you want to call them. And sometimes stained glass, depends on where they are, that glow when the deity depicted is being prayed to. I think it was meant to be a source of prize when the tradition started. But, you know, for those of us who didn't get as many prayers, it was a bitter reminder. So trust me, when mine lights up, everybody notices. And Thor's only gotten better at noticing other people's behaviour. Which has its benefits and its disadvantages, such as he is going to lord this over me for at least the next 100 years. That I was affected, don't I? That he had an inkling about what subject matter you could possibly be praying to me about. You quite embarrassed me. Shh. I'm not mad. You wanted to tease me, didn't you? So, I need to think of a fitting way to deal with you. You certainly don't deserve rewarding. But you must have been truly desperate to not be able to wait for me to return home. Well then, how about this? Since you're already so nicely spread out for me, why don't you just stay there and finish what you started? Don't be shy now. You weren't shy when you thought to touch yourself and start praying to me, knowing full well I could be in public. You don't get to be shy now you've been caught. I think you should keep going. I think you should keep praying. Yes, I'm right here now, but do you understand the sensation of being prayed to? This feeling of being needed. Being wanted. Especially for a god that not many have wanted. You can keep me in your mind, can't you? And offer yourself up to me. Go on. Start moving your hand again. Not too fast. You need to earn your orgasm, don't you? You wanted me here, I'm here. And you can follow orders, can't you? I'd like to properly enjoy this. Her hands moving up and down. Bring the other one to your mouth. I want to see you suck on your own fingers. Get them nice and wet. And then you know what we're doing with them afterwards, don't you? Good. This is what you needed, wasn't it? Couldn't wait another second for me to return. My needy little pup. That's it. This is what you thought would happen. You'd keep touching yourself. And I'd be on my own. Or perhaps I'd have to hurriedly excuse myself from a meeting. Went off into some private little corner. And touch myself. No, darling. I'm the one who plays games, not you. You could have given me a little warning. You don't need to be sorry. But if you did want forgiveness, just keep touching yourself. Suck on your fingers. God, the sight you make. All spread out on offer for me. I could imagine it. Back in the old days, they had altars dedicated to us. And they'd put offerings on it. Not anything ghastly. Fruits, nuts, breads, flowers, herbs. But I could imagine it. Coming down to receive my bounty, expecting mere food. Perhaps some crafts, but instead, there's you. Gasping my name. Let's imagine it. There's not really any full-size altars like that left anymore, but, you know, you humans, it's got a little bit popular again, worshipping those old gods. People make altars. Don't see why I couldn't have one made. Big enough to be a bed. Big enough to place you on. Do you like the idea too? We can make an altar out of this bed though, I think. Doesn't have to be stone. Can't carve anything into it, but it'll do in a pinch. I think those fingers are wet enough, don't you? I want to see you fuck yourself for me. Very sweet that you want to touch me, but no. That, if you will, is your punishment of sorts. You wanted this. You wanted me to know you were touching yourself and thinking of me. You wanted me to know what the thought of me does to you. So show me. Don't back out now. I want to see. And surely you can see what you do to me. Gorgeous thing. How spoiled I am. You know, the others should be jealous. And that I have such a beautiful offering. Such a sweet little thing waiting for me down here. Eagerly waiting. And when all my business is finished, they go back from their boring meetings to their empty beds. Or to fool around with someone, something. But I get to come back to the most dedicated, sweet little thing, so eager to please me, to soothe my aches after such a long, hard journey.
don't lie. It's hard to not touch you. But I am enjoying the view. Would you like me to touch you? Would you like to touch me? I might allow it. If. You come for me. You can do that, can't you? Come for me. Fuck yourself hard on those fingers. I know they're not as long as mine. Yeah. Would it be easier if you had something to look at? Rather than simply picturing your God in your mind. If I were to unlace my trousers. A whine. Insatiable little thing. Do you see the effect you've had on me? It's quite hard to not touch myself. So I'll indulge. And you'll have to watch. As I stroke and rub at myself. But you can't touch until you come. And only want to touch me. It'd be an honor, wouldn't it? So few mortals have had the privilege. And in this particular sense. You're the first mortal to ever get to touch me in this way. Aren't you blessed? I could bless you, you know. For now, I think this will do. Can you see what you do to me? Don't you want to talk? Don't you want to taste? For me to allow you to put your mouth here as I come. But you know what you have to do first. Rub faster, that's it. That's it. Aren't you sweet? That's it. I want you to pray to me as you come. Come on, come on. it is.
Fuck.
Is that what you wanted? Can't say I'm entirely unaffected. Can't say I've ever had anyone orgasm or praying to me before. That was something. Can you help me calm? You don't have to. Well, then all right. God, that's it. Closer than I thought. I really did get lucky with you, didn't I?
I want me to come. Fuck.
You're going to let me clean, yes? It's the least you could do after all the fuss you caused. That's it, then. Aren't you glad I came home early? Poor thing. Let's get you cleaned up. I'm not actually upset with you about what happened, alright? You might tease me about it, but I've got far worse on him than he's got on me. So don't you worry. Let's get you cleaned up. I missed you too.